Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Hi, this is Meredith Hartley, and I'm here with my partner, Frank Hutchison, and we are talking about spin today. We talked about this recently on our blog, and I'm going to read you part of what we had there, that spin is propaganda. It's a campaign to influence another person or control public opinion. Now, that sounds a lot like regular PR, doesn't it? And it's true, good ethical public relations could include selectively or creatively presenting facts. But spin isn't that. Spin is kind of the devil's counterfeit for real public relations. It's a cheaper, less ethical, less effective shortcut that's easily mistaken for the genuine article. And the difference is that spin is fundamentally disingenuous, deceptive, misleading, and highly manipulative. For instance, it's Ronald Reagan dodging questions about Iran-Contra by saying, "Mistakes were made." Or Bill Clinton saying that he did not have sexual relations with that woman, and then arguing about the definition of sexual relations when he got caught. Or A-Rod holding a press conference last week to discuss his 211-game suspension, and then refusing to talk about his 211-game suspension while he reminisced about his personal feelings and his personal trials. Or Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner responding to questions about his sexting scandal with, "I love him, I've forgiven him, I believe in him," even though new allegations keep coming out and it's obvious the public hasn't forgiven him. Or my personal favorite, a couple weeks ago, Robin Thicke responding to criticism of his newest song, Blurred Lines, from women's rights activists by claiming it's really got a feminist movement within itself, and that's why he wrote it. All of that is spin. All of it is trying to control a public scandal or control other people's opinions about what you're doing. And the thing is, it's not limited to just celebrities or politicians or talking heads. You're probably doing it too. No, seriously, you're doing it too. And Frank, you've got an explanation of how they're doing it.
You're using spin whenever you give a vague answer to a hard question, or you try to pass off as an anecdote or a story in place of real evidence or data. You use flattery, or you praise someone rather than answering their concerns, or telling a small white lie. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. You're almost telling the truth, but not quite. You know, you know it, you're given spin when you get a little defensive. When, you know, like someone asks you to ask, well, what's your source? You know, where do you get your data? You know, how can you back that up? Or one of my big favorites is someone tells you, oh, that's no big deal. Don't worry about that. Oh, no, it's just a few tweaks. That's all that's needed. No, whenever you're doing any of those, you are spinning.
So congratulations, folks. You're a spin doctor. But you're not alone. Frank and I have been discussing recently, because we're crisis managers, we have really good BS meters. I mean, our family jokes about how, I mean, if someone says something, we'll kind of put our finger in our ears and go, my BS meter, you just overloaded it. Because we're really good at telling when someone's feeding us a line because we've seen it. And we know where spin really comes from.
It comes when the truth will make you embarrassed or you feel insecure about it.
Really, spin is always a symptom of a crisis because it indicates that you feel you have to conceal something to avoid negative repercussions. And we have a couple of example stories that we wanted to each tell about that.
So, for instance,
this is how common spin is. I went to a networking event last month, and I met this woman who, when I asked her, "What do you do for a living?" after the normal small chat, she told me, "I help people live their bucket list." And that's not a normal answer you get, and my BS meter started going off. And so I asked her what she did, and she explained this long process where she meets with people and finds out their dreams and then creates a plan for them to achieve them using the resources they have, and there's no tax, and it includes all this insurance. Again, my BS meter is going off like crazy. I finally get her card. I extract myself from the conversation. And when I went home, I looked up the website, And it turns out that she is a commission salesperson for a common insurance and investment company. That's it. She sells investment and insurance stuff. That's all it is. Now, I worked in finance. I mean, I spent 2 years as a financial counselor. I love talking about finance, and I don't know too many people who'd be upset if someone came to them and said, I am an awesome, awesome financial advisor. You tell me what you want, what you need, and I will find a way to help you get a better return on your investment, and I'll try to minimize your tax liability. I can do that for you. I'm good. Let's sit down and talk. If she'd said that to me, I would have said, that's awesome. Let's talk more. But she didn't. For some reason, she felt that being a great insurance and investment advisor wasn't enough. She felt she had to trick me to get me to listen to her. And I'll tell you, I don't return her calls. She's called and wanted to meet a few times, and I just don't have time for that because I can't trust her. Because when you try to find a clever way of saying what you do instead of being straight up, what you're really telling me is that you feel insecure. You feel that what you do is boring, that you don't know enough about what you're doing to really sell it to me. So if you sell investment or insurance products and you're good at it and you have confidence in your product, say that. Say that you're good at it. Tell me what you really do. Whenever you avoid using the most common and well-known phrases to describe what you do, you're spinning.
Very true. But that also reminds me a story I read many years ago about a young man. He was, I think, 19 or 20. He sat down, he wrote down a list of things he wanted to do before he died. His bucket list. You know, mm-hmm. Don't think usually something. And he wrote down a few minor little achievements that he wanted to do, about 120 of them total. Just little things like cross the Sahara lengthwise, climb the tallest mountain on all of the seven continents.
Just little things.
You know, cross all the seven oceans, little things like that. What was really fascinating about that was that this article was written when he was in his early 30s, and he had achieved something like 111 of his goals out of the 120. And just talking about how he prepared. He chose one and he made the preparations to actually do it. No spin there.
Mm-hmm. He actually lived his bucket list.
Yeah, he really was living his bucket list and achieving great things in the process. My example of spin involves a client I've been working with that when we started, they were developing an app and they were told us, oh, it just needs a few tweaks. Turned out 3 months later, we had discovered that the app had no guts to it. It was just the show, it was the shell, nothing there. And over a year later, there still is no app. A few tweaks doesn't take a year to do.
And the
whole
time,
so you lose your credibility.
That's what they've said every single time is just a couple more tweaks, just a couple more tweaks.
Very true.
And I'm sure it didn't start out with them wanting to be malicious and wanting to deceive.
No.
They really just wanted it to be a few more tweaks.
But they get to the point where they are being malicious because they've gotten to the point where even they recognize that what they're saying is not true. And so you have to hide the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you cross a line.
Exactly. And we're going to discuss that in our next podcast. We're going to talk about why it is that you spin. Usually people spin because they want to avoid a negative consequence for themselves from a situation. But it's a little more complicated than that. So check out our next podcast, which is all about why this happens. Why do good people spin? Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2013 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But no, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you. Just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.